Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be'ezus Hashem be a Meseches Chulin Daf Samach Beis. I'm going to begin with the Gemara that starts right at the end of Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rav Nachman, Hayibaki Behenu B'Shmeisayin, Oif Abba B'Semenecha Tohar. If a person is baki in all the chavdal oifas atmeim ha'amurim b'teira u'bishmeisein, so then if he finds an oif that only has one simin, it's tahar. Lo'ei baki b'enu b'shmeisein, if he's not a baki b'enu b'shmeisein, this person, so then b'simin echad tamei, if he finds an oif that has one simin tahara, it's tamei, b'shnei simanim tahar, but if he finds an oif with two simanim, it's tahar, v'hu sheyakir oirev. As long as he's makir, which bird is an Eirev, so that he knows that this bird that he found is not an Eirev. And the Gemara is Marech to explain that it doesn't necessarily mean only an Eirev, but also Eirev Uminai. Now this Gemara is Tzarech Bir. First of all, the Lashon of Baki Behenu B'Shmeisein is Mashma, Behenu B'Shmeisein Stam, all the Chavdalat Eifis Ha'amurim B'Taira. And on that the Gemara says, that if he's baki in all the chavdalat oifis, then oif that's baba simon echad is tahar, and if not, baba simon echad is tameh. V'tzarech yin. Because lemaise, our gersa in the Gemara earlier on Samach Aleph Amud Beis is, that out of the chavdalat oifis atmeim, so one of them, the nesher, has no simonei tahara b'chlal, 20 of them have 3 simonei tahara, one of them, which is an Eirev, has 2 Simanei Tahara, and the last 2, Peres Vazniya, are the only ones that have 1 Siman Tahara. Im Kain, if we're talking about an Eif that's Babi Siman Echad, so the only possible Eif Tameh that it could be is either a Peres or a Vazniya. So why, in order to eat it, do you have to be a Baki Behenu B'Shmeisein, all the Chavdal Eifis? It should be enough that he's a Baki in a Peres Vazniya, and then he rules out the possibility that this Eif that's Babi Siman Echad is an oif tameh, and with that alone, he should be able to eat this oif. Why does he need to be a baki behen u'bishmeisein? Just like the Gemara says l'maise, that if it's babish nesimanim, the only oif that he has to be makir is an oirev, because that's the only oif tameh that has 2 simanim. So too, in regards to siman echad, it should just be that he's makir peres vaznia, and he does not have to be in a general way baki behen u'bishmeisein. This is the first thing that we have to understand in order to understand pashup shat in this memory of Rav Nachman. The second thing we have to understand is, why is Rav Nachman only address if he finds an oif that's baba siman echad, or an oif that's baba shnei simanim? The regular of Nachman tells us, we're talking about a person that's baki in the chavtalat oifis, so even an oif that's baba shleisha simanim is also going to be tahar, because he ruled out that it's not one of the chavtalat oifis atmeim. Why does Rav Nachman not address what happens if he finds an oif that's baba shleisha simanim? That's the second aura. So in order to understand Pashup Shat on this Gemara, we're going to be Masber 3 Pirushim in the Rishayim. Rashi, Taisvis, and the Rishayim that bring down the Shita of Rav Moshe ben Yosef, the Rambi. I'm going to start with Shita Taisvis. Taisvis learns Take Al Pipshutai, the Baki Ben of Shmeisein means, like we said, that he's a Baki in the general Hain of Shmeisein, all the Chavdal Raifis. And Taisvis says, that if you're Maschal B'Simen Echatame, then Enechanami. Have a matzi lememar tahar v'yuhu sheyakir peres vaznia. This that the Gemara says that if he's not a baki b'enu b'shmeisein, he's not a baki in the chavdal oifis, that it's aser for him to eat oif above a siman echad, it's lav davke. Because the Gemara could have said, but if he's makir a peres vaznia, that he could eat this oif that's above a siman echad, just like the Gemara says in regards to oif above a shnei simanim, that if it's above a shnei simanim, he could eat it if he's makir oirev. So too the Gemara could have said, that same siyum in regards to Eif Baba Siman Echad. This is the chayre, a tremendous doichik in the Lashon HaGemara. And Taisus isn't Masbir if it's Havim Matzi L'meim Rachi, so why B'Emes did the Gemara not say that? So the Ramban is Maisef HaHezber, the Ramban is on the Samach Aleph Amud Beis, and he says, because B'Emes, an Eirev is a bird that's very Matzoi. Whereas a Peres Vaznia, like the Gemara is Mavur, B'Hemshech, is a bird that's only found in the Midbar, it's not found B'makam Yishuv B'chlal. Therefore, generally speaking, it's easy to find a person, and in fact we can assume that a regular person is Makir, which bird is an Eirev. But to find somebody that's Baki and he knows what is a peres vaznia? That's usually only found in somebody that's baki behena b'shmeisayin, a person that knows and is proficient in all the birds. So he'll also know those two rare birds of a peres vaznia. Memeli, read the Gemara as follows. Amar Rav Nachman, haya baki behena b'shmeisayin, a person that's a baki in all the birds of b'shmeisayin. So such a person also knows what is a peres vaznia. So then he can eat a oif that's baba siman echad. But if he's not baki ben b'shmeisayin, if he doesn't know all the birds, so memeli we can assume he probably doesn't know peres vaznia. He cannot eat a oif that's baba siman echad. But a baba shnei simanim, a regular person could eat. And the Gemara explains, who sheyakir oirif, as long as he's makar an oirif, which is basically what we expect of him, which is why the Gemara first says tahar, v'hu sheyakir oirif. That explains the shinui aloshin. Then in regards to peres vaznia, we say a baki ben. And also, he's probably going to be a bucky in all the birds. Whereas in regards to Ayriv, we assume that Mistama knows. So the Gemara addresses Messiahim, V'hu sheyakir Ayriv, the Lashon Makir is something that's easily recognizable. To which Taisus is Maisif, that Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, if you have a person that's specifically Makir and Peres Vaznia, Avada, that's also enough if you have a that's Baba Simen Echad. But the Stamus of the Gemara does not entertain such a tzad that you have a person that's makir b'peres vaznia specifically, and the Gemara only assumes that the person who knows b'peres vaznia is somebody who's going to be identified as a baki behen ubish meisayim. Ad kan the pshat in the Gemara based on Taisvis and on the Ramban. Now, legabi the second aura that we had, why didn't Rav Nachman also tell us that if he's baki behen ubish meisayim, he could also eat an oif that's ba b'shleisha simanim? So Taisvis and the Ramban don't ask that question. But the Ran and our Gemara, he's masbir as follows. Because Be'amis, the Gemara later on the Samach Gimel Amud Aleph says, that it says in the Torah, in four places, a Taisefes Lashon of Laminai. Lamina, Lamina, Laminai, and Laminehu. Laminai is going on Ayriv, but the other three, Lamina, Lamina, and Laminehu, are three Haisafes on the 20 birds that have three Simanim. And the Gemara does not tell us what Lamina, Lamina, and Laminehu is being Maisif. In regards to Ayrev, the Gemara does tell us on our daf, and also on the Samach Gimel, what's included in Lamina of an Ayrev. But in regards to the other three birds, the Gemara does not say what it is. So Be'emes, really, it's impossible for somebody to be a Bucky in all the birds, Ubish Meisayan, because you'll never know what Lamina, and Lamina, and Laminehu is. Therefore, Rav Nachman does not entertain such a possibility that you should have somebody that's actually a baki behena b'shmeisayin, all 24 of them. And the baki behena b'shmeisayin is just going to help that Al-Kampanim is going to recognize the peres vaznia, and an oif that's baba simen efet is going to be tahar. This is a moir de kahara, and the chayretz negeh halacha l'maise. Because the Rambam, in Hilchos Machalos Asuris, Perek Aleph, halacha tesvav, he says that a person that's baki in the chav dalet oifis, he can eat any bird without bedika. According to this Ran, there's no such metzias, because he's never going to know which bird is included in the Lamina, Olamina, and the Lamineu, because the Gemara doesn't identify which birds those are. The Rambam Lechayr is going to have to say that it is possible to know which ones they are, even though it's not Mefurish in the Gemara. Also, Rashi earlier in the Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, B'divya Maschol, Oifa Balafaneinu B'Simon Echad, he says with a Pshitas that you could be Makar Baisha Einoi Me'esrim V'Arboa Haksuvim. Mashman like the Rambam, that it is possible to identify all the 24. This Yisrael of the Ran is based on the Gemara of Samach Gimel Aleph, but Lechayr comes out to be a Mari to Kechidish, which other Rishayim don't agree to, that it's impossible to actually be a Bucky in all Chaf Dalet Eifes. Adkan, the first Mahalik, had to be Masber Pashup Shat in the memory of Rav Nachman. The Maiser, Rashi is Mavur, that he has a different Shat. Rashi says, B'divya Maskel Hayy Bucky Behen, Hayabaki behen beperes vaaznia. Viedea mikorui peres vaaznia. It's mevor from Rashi, and also from the next Rashi, B'divya Maschal Eifa Baba Semen Echad, that he's mefarish that the words baki behen abish meisayin does not mean kipshutai in the general heinish meisayin, all the 24 eifis. But Rav Nachman is referring to baki behen beperes vaaznia. Although Rav Nachman doesn't say it mefurish, but it's understood in the context because he says that that's what you need in order to be matir Eifa Baba Semen Echad. Obviously, Hainish Meisayin is referring specifically only to the birds of Peres Vaznia. Even according to Rashi's pshat, we could still use the Ramban's side to explain the Shinei HaLoshon. Why, in regards to an Eifa Baba Simen Echad, that we have to rule out Peres Vaznia, does Rav Nachman use the Loshon of Baki Behen Ubish Meisayin? Whereas in regards to an Eirev, an Eirev that's Bab Bishnei Simanim, Rav Nachman says with the Pshitas, Bishnei Simanim Tahar, Vahu Sheyakir Eirev. First of all, Rav Nachman says with the Pshitas that it's Tahar, he's just Maisefu Sheyakir. Vahid, Rav Nachman doesn't use the Lashon Baki, he uses the Lashon Maker. Lefi the Ramban, we can explain, because in order to know a Peres Vazniya, you have to be a Miyuchadik Baki. Pashas will not assume that you know what a Peres Vazniya is. Therefore, if Nachman starts off with the Tanai that if he's Baki, Ben Abish Meisayan, he can eat a Oifa Baba Simon Echad. Mashayank and Oifa's Baba Shnei Simonim, Alpi Pashas will definitely assume most people are Makir and Eirev. Therefore, if Nachman says with a Pshitas, Bishnei Simonim Tahar, he's just Maisif, who Shayakir Eirev, which is what's expected of most people. So according to this, Avada, both questions are not Shver. The first question, that why does he have to be a Baki in all Chavtal Reifis? He Bemis doesn't have to be a Baki in all Chavtal Reifis. And the second question, why didn't Rav Nachman say that even a Oif that's Babish Leisha Simanim is Tahar? So that loses its Chaymer, because Rav Nachman isn't talking about a Bechlali person that knows all Chavtal Reifis. He's only talking about a Baki, Beperes Va'aznia. It still will be our Ara, why didn't Rav Nachman talk about a case of a person who's a Baki in all Chavtal Reifis? But that we can say, because that's something that's very not Matzoi. Ad kan the second pshat in the Gemara. The third pshat in the Gemara is brought down on the Rishayim Hashem Derambi. The Rambi is Yisoid, like we explained earlier in the Shir, B'siyata D'Shmaya Tadav Samach Aleph, is based on a different gears on the Gemara entirely. He learns that out of the Chavdal Oifis, Be'emes, Chutz from a Nesher, which has no Simani Tahara, and an Oirev, which has two Simani Tahara, all the other 22 have only one Simon Tahara. And from those 22, 21 of the 22, their Simon Tahara is not the fact that it's any Dairus. They are Dairus. The Simon Tahara is one of the Simonim Shebegufa. And only either a Peres Vazniya, which the one that has the Simon Achadosh, has that Simon that it's any Dairus. That's the Shita of the Rambi. And Be'ikar, one of the main Rayas of the Rambi, is from our Sugya, the member of Rav Nachman. And he says that that's why Rav Nachman says that he has to be a Baki Behenu B'Shmeisei and Stam, which is Mashma all Chavdal Reifis. Because even though we're talking about an Oif that's Baba Simen Echad, it's not like the other Rishonim say that only a Peres Vazniya are the Oifis Tmeim that are Baba Simen Echad. But rather most of the Oifis, Chutzfam and Oirev and Anesher, are Baba Simen Echad. Therefore, in order to eat this Oif, he has to be a Baki Behenu B'Shmeisei. And that also explains why Rav Nachman didn't talk about somebody who finds an Oif B'shleisha Simanim, because an Oif B'shleisha Simanim is Be'achreach going to be an Oif Tahar, even if he's not a Baki Ben B'shmeisein, because it doesn't exist B'chlal an Oif Tameh B'shleisha Simanim. So Rav Nachman is talking about somebody who has to be a Baki Ben B'shmeisein, does not include B'chlal a case of Oif Abba B'shleisha Simanim. So in summary, the three Shitas are as follows. Taisvis and the Rambi both assume that the definition of Baki Ben B'shmeisein means Heinish Meisein Stam. He's a Baki in all Chavdal at Oifis. Why do you need that for an Oif above a Simen Echad? So according to Taisus, Be'emes, you don't need it. But just like the Ramban is Masbir, Be'derech Klal, you won't find somebody who knows a Peres Vazniya unless he's a Baki Ben Abishmeisan. Whereas according to the Rambi, you Davke have to be Baki Ben Abishmeisan, because Be'emes, most Oifis Tmeim are Baba Simen Echad. Rashi is the Yachid who learns that Baki Ben Abishmeisan means Peres Vazniya, not like the Pashtus of the Stamus of the Lashon. And with that, he explains why Oif Baba Simen Echad has to be a Baki specifically in those, and Be'emes Hitaka does not have to be a Baki in all of them. Now, the Shitas of Rambam, like we mentioned before, in Hilchas Machalas Asuras Perek Aleph Halachat Esvav, is that a person that's Baki B'chov Dalet Oifis is Ein Tzorech B'dika B'chlal. And we were Marek M'siyata D'Shmaya earlier in the Shirin of Samach Aleph, two Pirushim in the Rambam, why is Ein Tzorech B'dika, one B'Shem Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, and one B'Shem D'Bar Ganisa Tava. Now, as far as our Gemara is concerned, the Chayr is Tzarech Bir. Because if he's Baki Ben B'Shmeisayan, so why does he have to be Ben any Simanim? The Rambam Aray says that the Rega that he's Baki Ben B'Shmeisayan, you can eat a bird without being Baitik B'Chlal. So the Chayr is going to be Muchach, but the Rambam holds like Shitas Rashi. That Baki Ben B'Shmeisayan does not mean that he knows all Chav Talat Eifis. It just means that he's a Baki in a Peres Vazniya. Therefore, it has to be Baba Simen Echad. But if he doesn't see the Simanim and he's not Baitik B'Chlal, Avari can't eat it, because he has to be Chayshish, then maybe it's one of the other Eifes Atmeim. Maybe it's one of the other Chavdalad, which is not a Baki Behen. So the Rambam of the Chayr is also going to learn that the definition of Heinish Mesein is Dafka Peres Waznia, like the Shita Sarashi, and not like the Shita of Taisvis, the Ramban, and the Rambi. Adkan this Inyan, Pashup Shat, Midivrei Rishainim, what Rav Nachman is saying, and now let's go on to the next Inyan. The Gemara says, Amar Ameimar, Hilchasa Oif Ababa Simen Echad Tahar, Vuhu Delay Daris. Oif that has one Simen is Tahar, as long as it's not Daris. And the Gemara continues to explain that Ameimar argues in Rav Nachman, and he holds that such a Oif is Tahar even if he's not a Baki Ben Abishmei Sayyim. And the reason is because the only Oif that it could possibly be from the Oif Esatmeim is either a Paris or a Zniyah. And we don't have to be chayshish for a Paris or a Zniyah because it's Lesnayu B'Yishuv. Ad Kan Devriya Gemara. Now there's a major machlaikis, Rashi and Taisvis and other Rishainim, what a Meimar means. Does a Meimar mean that it's Babisim and Echad and besides that it's also Leidaris? Or is a Meimar explaining that the Simen Echad that he mentions is the Simen that it's Einoi Dairus? Rashi B'Devi Amaschal V'Hani Midah Dairus says, Ki Mishkachina by Simen Echad, Mechzekina Lei B'Tahar, Kol Kamad Lechazina Lei D'Dairus. If we find one Simen, it's going to be Tahar, if we also don't see that it's Dairus. Mashma from Rashi, that you need two things. One, that we have a Simen Echad B'Gufay, and the other is that it's not Dairus. Taisvis is matmi on Rashi with two questions. Fact Taisvis, but if Daris, if it's true that it has two simanim, one is a siman begufayin, the other one is that it's not Daris, so the fact that it's not a peres vaznia because the snaya beishuv doesn't tell us anything, because maybe it's an oirev. An oirev has two simani tahara and it's tame. A maimer doesn't speak out that we're talking about somebody that's makir an oirev. That's the first question. And the second question is, if the emes is that it has one simon begufay and also it's not dairis, so what does that have to do with Paris Vaznia? Why does the Gemara explain my ikum shem Paris Vaznia less naya b'yishuv? Adarab, it's vade not a Paris Vaznia, because a Paris Vaznia only has one simon tahara, and this oif b'emes has two simoni tahara. These are the two questions of Taisus. So the answer to the two questions will go one by one. The first question that Taisus asks, that l'chayra, maybe it's an oirev, Rashi himself bavarns this question. Because that Rashi, B'devi Maschal V'hani Mila D'Daidaris, is Messiahim with the following siyum. V'nirali, Shekol Oif HaNoisin Ragle Ala Oichel Kishu Oichel, U'machzikai B'Ragle Shal Oyonad V'layinatul Kulei Eitzel Piv. Any Oif that puts his foot on the thing that he's eating and holds it back so that when he pecks at it, the entire food should not come to his mouth. Only the amount that he's pecking should go into his mouth. Have your drisa. That's considered drisa. V'chein derech ha'arvim shegdeilim bebatim. And that's taka the derech of arvim. Harei mefurish and Rashi that arvim be'emes are dairus. So it must be that the two simani tahara that they have are two other simanim. Therefore, there's no chash in this life that has one siman tahara begufay. And also the fact that it's ain't a dairus, that it might be an oirev. And that's why you can assume that it's an oif tahar. This Bamas explains a davar matmiya in this Rashi. Why does Rashi decide over here, on the Samach Bezim and Aleph, where the Gemara Agav brings in Hani Mila de Leidaris, to explain what the definition of Drisa is? The Chayra, the place to explain this would be in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes, where that's the Makar to the Musig of Einoi Dairis. Void that Bamas, Rashi earlier on Daf Nun Tes, seems to be Mefarish differently than he's Mefarish over here. Rashi over there is Mefarish, that Dairis means that he holds on to what he eats and he brings it to his mouth. Here, Rashi Mefarish, that he holds on to what he eats in order to stop it from coming to its mouth when he pecks at it. So the Rosh Be'emes and Simon Nunches says that Rashi holds that these are two pirushim in the definition of Dairis. Dairis could either be the first way or the second way. But it still doesn't explain why does Rashi Mefarish in Arasugya differently than the way he's Mefarish on Daf Nun Tes. Ayn and the Tzlach and Dafnun Tes that's Meir this. But Lefiyah now we can understand that Rashi Bemis in the Mishnah Dafnun Tes, he explains Pashup Shat and Dairis that it means like he says over there, that he picks the food up to his mouth. Rashi over here on the Samach Beis is Mukrach to be Mefarish another Pshat than what Dairis means. Because Mitoich HaSugi it's Mavur that an Oirev is Dairis. Because if not, we should be Chayshish that it might be an Oirev. So because of that, Rashi has to be Maisif, the second Pshat like he says in Arasugya, that putting his hand on the food and pecking at it and using his hand to make sure that the whole food doesn't come to his mouth, that's also a form of drisa which is why an Eirev is going to be considered a Dairus. That explains both why Rashi over here has to explain the definition of Dairus, and also why Rashi over here has to explain specifically this definition of Dairus, and not go with the definition that he says in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes. There's still a Ara, however, because once Rashi sees an Arasugya, that Dairus means the kind of Drisa that an Eirev has, that he puts his hand on the food so it shouldn't come to his mouth, why did Rashi find it necessary to be mefarish on the Daf Nun Tes on the Mishnah that the pashtus of Dairus means that he takes the food to his mouth? But that l'chayr we could be mefarish, I'll pee this that we mentioned in previous shiurim, the Pirush HaMishnayis LaRambam, that he's masber that this feature of it being Dairus has to do with the fact that this animal, it's darkai to be tairef live animals to eat them. Therefore, I'll be pashtus, the feature of Dairus will mean that he actually holds on to what he eats, just like what he does when he kills his prey. The fact that Rashi Be'as is mice of a second beer, even if he's holding on to the food that he doesn't eat, in order to make sure that it doesn't all come to its mouth, that's a chiddushtika understanding in what the definition of Dairus is. Rashi only comes to that based on Arasugya, but that's not the pashtus, and that's not how he's mefarish in the Ikar Din, that's Mefiyah in the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes. Adkan the teretz of the first kash of Taisis and Rashi, why we're not chayshish that based on these two simanim that it might be an eirev. The second question of Taisus is that l'chayre, if behemes it has two simanim, one simon begufa and also d'lechazin le'didaris, so why do we have to say b'chlal that peres vaznir not shchichi? Hare, it's definitely not a peres vaznir because there are two simanim. So to be miyash of that, we have to be makdim that in the din of the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes that says kol oif hadairis tamei, which is mashma that there's a klal, that if it's dairus, that it can't be an oif tahar. We said earlier in the shir, on the Samach Aleph, b'siyata d'shmaya, three mahalakim. The first mahalak is the mahalak of Taisvis on the Samach Aleph, that he says that we have a Kabbalah from Noyach, that he checked into all the oifes atmeim and all the oifes atahirim, and he saw that there's a phenomenon that there's no oif dairus, which is minatahirim. Even though behemes, an oif tahar only has to have one siman tahara. So even if it's dairus, it still could have one of the simani tahara shabagufay. But it doesn't exist. It happens to be b'mikra that there's no oif that's tahar, that's dairus. And based on that, we have the klal of kol oif adairus tahar. That's the shita of Taisus, and other Rishayim agree with him. The shita of the Baal Amar in the Derech HaAchas is that b'emes, it's possible to have an oif that's dairus, but it has a different one of the simani tahara that's from the oifas tahirim. But it's not matzoi. And the Mishnah is telling us a klal, which isn't an absolute klal, and it's addressed to people who are not b'ki and b'hanu b'shmeisayin, that you should know that if it's an oif adairis, chances are that it's going to end up being an oif tamei, and you shouldn't eat it. That's the second mahalach. The third mahalach is the mahalach in Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, and Hilchos Macholos Asuris Perek Aleph. He learns up in the Rambam that b'emes, we have to differentiate between the simen of Enei Dairis, and the other Simanim, the Simanim Shabagufai, like Etzbi Yaseira, Zefek, and Korkovani Niklaf. And he says that while the three Simanim Shabagufai, those are Simani Tahara, but the Simon of Enei Dairis, it's Be'etzem, the other way around. That if it is Dairis, that's a Simon Tumah. No Simon Tahara Shabagufai is going to work if it's Dairis. Because the fact that it's Dairis, that's a positive Simon Tumah, and that's going to make it an Oif Tumah. Only an Oif which isn't Dairis, so it doesn't have that Simon Tumah. Now we can talk about, does it have a siman tahara or not? And for that, it needs one of the simanim shabagufay. Therefore, the klal of kol oif adairus tameh means because it has a siman tumah, and it's impossible for it to be tahar, even if it has all three simanim shabagufa. These are the three mahalchim I understand, pashup shat in the din of the Mishnah, of kol oif adairus tameh. Based on this, we could have three different mahalchim, how to understand pshat in our Gemara, the Memra of a Meimar, al pi shitas Rashi. The Maharsha learns, I'll be the first Mahalach, the Mahalach of Taisvis, that being that there's a klal, which we are makabel, I'll be the research of Nayach, that there's no such thing as an oif dairis, which is from the oif asatahirim, Memela goes like this. If we see an oif that has one siman tahara begufai, but we're not sure if it's dairis or not, like the Lashon of Rashi, the Leichazina leidadaris, so on the tzad that it is dairis, Be'achreach, it only has the one siman shabagufai that you see in front of you, and Be'achreach, it's also an oif tamei, because the klal haray is that any oif that's dairis is an oif tamei. So that's going to be a raya that it must be either a peres or a zniyah. Even though we're going in an asrad le'shchichi peres v'zniyah, but there's no other option, being that it only has one siman, and it is dairus. So the fact that it is dairus says that it's not an oif tahar, and the fact that there's only one siman says it's either a paras vazniyah that must have flown in from the midbar. But if it's lechazina le didaris, so then based on the fact that paras vazniyah are leishchichi, we could assume that for sure it isn't dairus ba'amis. And if it's not dairus ba'amis, it's going to be an oif tahar. Because it's not the oif tamei, because the only oif tamei that has two simani tahara is an oirev, and an oirev hare is dairus, like we said before. So it comes out that the fact that paras vazniyah are leishchichi, that's be'emes mechiach to us that this is not dairus, and therefore it's not a paras vazniyah, and it's not an oirev, but it's an oif tahar. That's the mahalach of the Maharsha to be mazbashitas Rashi, based on the klal of Taisvis, that there's no such thing as an oif dairus, which is tahar. The Baal Amar over here learns similarly, but different, based on his klal, that it's possible for an oif that's dairus to be an oif tahar, but it's not shchiach. Zog the Baal Amar v'zeh l'shaynai, afagav the paras vazniyah l'shchichi b'yishuv, hadrisa shehi metzuyah b'oif es tmein, v'eina metzuyah b'tahirin, the fact that drisa is more matzi b'oif es tmein, not b'tahirin, hi melamedes u'mechachas olav, d'me'ekar okar v'asa le l'yishuv. That's going to teach us and be mechiach to us that must be there is a paras vazniyah. Which means to say that although the metzias isn't like shitas ha'taisvus, that it's impossible to have an oif dairus that's an oif tahar, but it's not matzui. So here we have two things that cancel each other out. Mitzad echad, it's not matzui that a paras vazniyah should be in this place, but mitzad sheni, it's not matzui that an oif that's dairus should be an oif tahar. So if we would see lefanenu that it's dairus, Be'achreach we would be chayshish that maybe be'emes it is an oif tamei. The hainu that it's a paras vazniyah because that's the oif tamei that only has one simin and it must have been mekar akar va'asalei liyishuv. However, now that we don't see lefenenu that it's a dairis, so we have no reyes to tell us that it's probably an oif tamei and therefore to go keneged the pashtus, which is that a paras vazniyah aren't around over here. Therefore, we're going to assume that it's not a paras vazniyah. And memeila ba'achreich, it's takanat dairis, and it's an oif tahar. Aye, maybe it's an oirev. So the Baal Amar also goes like Shitas Rashi, that one of the simani tahara of an oirev is not the fact that it's ainei dairis, an oirev is dairis. So if it has one simen v'gufay, and also the fact that it's ainei dairis, it's an oif tahar. That's the second mahalach, the mahalach based on the Baal Amar. The third mahalach, which is based on the mahalach of Reb Chaim, Zot Reb Chaim, and he learns this up in the Shitas HaRambam, this that we say that a paras vazni has one siman tahara, that means besides for the fact that it's ainei dairus, because ainei dairus kashitas Reb Chaim isn't the siman tahara b'chlal. Ainei dairus is just the absence of a siman tumah. So when we say that a paras vazni has one siman tahara, it means that it's ainei dairus, so it doesn't have a siman tumah, and also it has a siman tahara, and that's what a meimar is saying. Oif abav b'siman echad, dahainu one siman tahara, it's tahar. V'hud le'daris, but that's only b'tnai that it doesn't have the siman tumah of drisa. Aye, maybe it's a paras vazniyah. Avdem zok there because paras vazniyah is le'shchichi b'yishuv. Adkan the three mahalchim, all based on Shitas Rashi, that learns up the memra of a meimar that he's saying that it has a siman tahara plus the fact that le'chazin and le'daris. However, Shitas HaTaisvus is that when a meimar says oif abav b'siman echad tahar v'hud le'daris. V'hud le'daris means that is the siman tahara that we're talking about. Because Shitas HaTaisvus, like we mentioned, is that there's no such thing as an oif tahar, which is dairis. That's the Kabbal Mimei Noyach. So if it's bab siman echad, and you want it to be an oif tahar, b'achreach, that siman tahara that we're talking about is the siman tahara of einei dairis. Nevertheless, it's still possible to be either a paras vazniyah. Because one of those also only has one siman tahara, and that's the siman tahara of einei dairis. Avdem zok the Gemara, we don't have to be chayshish for that, because paras vazniyah are leishchichi b'yishuv. Adkan, the various pirushim and the rishainim in the memra of a meimar. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings down the memra of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, hani kufshani tzitzayni ksherim l'gabi mizbeach. Tayrim, which are called kufshani tzitzayni, are kosher l'gabi mizbeach. Frag the Gemara from a Mishnah that says, Ezai v'lay ezav yavon v'lay ezav kuchli v'lay ezav raimi v'lay midbari v'lay kol ezav sheyesh reshem levai. When the Torah says we should use an ezav by the Parah Adumah, it has to be something that's called plain ezav and not something that has a shem levai. Imkain here also, when the Torah says that a tire is kosher for a carbon. It has to be plain tirim, and not tirim that have the shem levai of tzutzaini. So the Gemara brings down two tirutzim. Amar Abaye, kosher nashtan shmei koydim atan tire, v'kpid the tire alav, yesh le shem levai upasol. The only time we say that something that has a shem levai is possible is only if the shem of levai was already existed b'shas matan tire. Therefore, when the tire says to use an ezoiv, it means dafka an ezoiv, and not something which already had a shem levai and is already called ezoiv yavan v'chulu. However, hani le nishtanu shmam kaidem matan tire. The kufshani tzutzaini, those tirem were called plain tirem b'shas matan tire. So when the tire says tirem, the tire was not coming to exclude the kufshani tzutzaini, because at that point they were included in plain tirem. Memela, they're kosher. The fact that afterwards they developed a shem levai, that's not going to be moitzi them meklal the min of tirem. Rava amar hani kufshani tzutzaini basrayu stamakarilu. Kufshani tzutzaini, Rashi is masber, is nikral shem mekaimam. Tzutzaini is the place where they come from. Therefore, it's not really a shem levai. Shem levai means that they have a nickname. It's called a specific shem. Here, Be'emes are called plain Kufshani, which is Aramis for Tirim. They're just referred to as Tzutzaini, that's just a reference Ba'alma where they come from, and it's not a Shem. V'haraya, because in that place, Tzutzaini, they call them plain Tirim. So you see that the fact that they call them in other places Tzutzaini is just referring to their Makaim, and it's not a Shem Levi B'chlal. Now we have to speak out, the Achrayim ask, the Rashash over here, and the Tiferet Yisrael and the Mishnayis in Masechta Negayim, Parag Yudalit Mishnah Vav, that L'chayra by Ezev also, Ezev Yavan, Ezev Kuchli, Ezev Raimi, Ezev Midbari, are also Nikra those names, Al Shem Mekaimam. Ezev Yavan, that's the Girsa of the Rashash and the Tiferet Yisrael, and not Ezev Yoin, like some of Farsham Argyris. Ezev Kuchli as well, the Ramam Pirsham Mishnayis says that that's a Shem Makim, Ezev Raimi, and Ezev Midbari. It's Nikra Al Shem Mekaimam, so why are those considered a Shem Levai, the Fi, the Beer of Rava? And the answer can be found in the Agoyas Divrei Nechemya in the back of the Gemara Sukkah in Sukkah Daf Yud Gimel that says that we have to differentiate between two kinds of shemais, which are shemais of the Makim. There are cases where Be'emes it's a different min, and the fact that it's a different min and that min is found in a different place, the way to refer to that min is Al Shem Makimam. That's like in the case of Ezev. The fact that it's called Ezev Yavan Echadayme is because this min Ezev is found in Yavan, so the name of this min is Ezev Yavan. There it's going to be considered a Shem Levai, because it's a different min, and a different min has a different Shem, and the Shem is Nikra Al Shem Demokim of where this min comes from. But then there's the case of Kufshani Tzutzaini, where Be'emes, it's not a different min of Tirem. Although there is a certain variation that the regular Tirem don't look like this, nevertheless, it's just a variation within the same min. And when we say Kufshani Tzutzaini, we're just saying a Maramakim to where this variation of Tirem can be found. But it's only a Maramakim Ba'alma, but being that it's not a different min, so it doesn't get a different Shem. So Kufshani Tzutzaini is not a Shem, it's just a Maramakim Ba'alma. That's the beer in Chitas Rava. Now, Yesh Lachkar, Abaye V'Rava that say two different Terutzim, Abaye that says that it's only considered a Shem Levai if it was around B'Shas Matan Tirem, Ravu says that it's not considered a Shem Levai if it's just a Shem of a Makim. Are they arguing in the Ikar of Hagdara of what a Shem Levai is? Are we going to say that Ravu disagrees with Abaye and he holds that even if it's a Shem Levai that developed after Matan Tirem, it's also Shem Levai? And Abaye disagrees with Ravu and he holds that even a Shem that's based on a Makim, that's also going to be considered a Shem Levai? Or Behemoth, they agree to each other, be aside. They just say two different Tirutzim, Legabi the Etzem Etzias of the name of Kufshani Tzutzaini, Rava holds that the truth is, it's not a Shem Levai, it's based on a different Makim. Abaye holds that that's not true, but he holds that that Shem only developed after Matan Tirem. This is a Chakira that we have to be Chaker in the Machlekas Abaye v'Rava. So what's interesting is that the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Yud Gimel talks about Mirisa de Agma, a kind of Marar that was called Mirisa de Agma. There also the Gemara says that it's kosher to use it on Pesach, and the Gemara asks the same kasha that L'chayrit has a Shem Levai. And there are also Abaye and Rava say eteretz, each one kishitase over here. Abaye says that the Shem Mirusa de Agma is a Shem that only developed after Matan Tirem, therefore it's not going to be considered a Shem Levai. And Rava says that the fact that it's called Mirusa de Agma is just a Marar Makam Ba'alma, that's where we could find this version of Marar, but Be'emes it's not a Shem Levai B'chlal. That's L'chayrit Mashma, that it's not a specific Machlekes in each one of the places, But the chayr, it's a klal. Abaye holds of his klal, Rava holds of his klal, but they don't hold of each other's klal. Nevertheless, lemaisa taisis over there in Masech the Sukkah, daf yud gimel amud aleph, b'divrei maschol mishum deshchichin ba'agma, he says that Abaye is avadah moida to Rava's klal. And he brings a raya from a gemara later on daf pei, in Perek Leisei Vesbinoi, that says, easy debala are k'shein l'gabi mizbeach. Although it has to have a Shem Eiz to be kosher l'gabi mizbeach, but the fact that it's called easy debala is only a mara makim, therefore it's not going to be considered a Shem Levi. Abaye doesn't disagree. Abaye doesn't say over there that the name easy debala only developed after Matan Torah. So l'chaira, Abaye agrees to the mahalach of the gemara that the reason why it's kosher l'mizbeach is because it's just a Shem makim ba'alma. So you see that b'ikaron, Abaye agrees to the yisoid of Rava, just he holds that that Metzias is not necessarily true, Bain in our Gemara. He holds that Kufshani Tutani is not just a Shem Makim, it's a shame of a min, and so too, Merusa da Agma is not just a Shem Makim Alma, it's a shame of a min. We can be Maisif, based on what we said, B'Shem the Divri Nechamia, that being that Bain Lafi Rava and Bain Lafi Abaya, the fact that it has this Shem is because it comes from that place. The Nidain just is it a different min, and the min has the Shem of the place, like Ez of Yavon, or it's not a different min, it's just a different version of the same min, and it's found in that place. So the machlekes of Abaye Rava is if it's a different min. The fi Rava, it's mistaber that it's not a different min, so the fact that it's called that Shem doesn't make it a different min b'chlal, it's just a mara makam ba'alma. Whereas the fi Abaye, he holds that if it's called the name after the place where it's found, mistaber that it's a different min legamri, and therefore it's going to be considered a Shem Levi. That's as far as why Abaye disagrees to Rava. What about does Rava disagree to Abaye? So the Sfasemis over there in Masech Sukkah Daf Yud Gimel is Medayik that it seems that Rava doesn't hold of the klal of Abaye. And that's because he says none of the Paiskim, not the Rif, not the Rush, not the Shulchan Aruch, not the Rambam, none of them bring down this klal that a Shem that was Nishtana after Matan Torah is not considered a Shem Levi. Mistaber, it's because we Paskin like Rava, and Rava doesn't hold of the klal. He holds that even a Shem Levi, which develops after Matan Torah, that's also going to be considered a Shem Levi. So we have to understand the Fizeh, what's the Bira Machlaikas between Abaye and Rava if a Shem Levi, which develops after Matan Torah, is going to have the Psul of Shem Levi or not. So Ulai, we can possibly say that an Ezev Yavan, which is considered its own min, and therefore it has a Shem Levi, Nechalku Rava and Abaye, what's the Yisayit of the Psul? Rava holds that the Yisayit of the Psul is because it's its own min. Therefore, it's not included in the min of Ezeif, Shenemar Bataira. Whereas Abaye holds, the fact that it's a different min within the min of Ezeif, that's not the psul. It's the Etzem Shem Levi which passels. The Torah was makban on something that has pure Shem Ezeif, and not something that has a different Shem. Therefore, Rava holds, even if Peshas Matan Torah, it wasn't yet called with the Shem Levi, nevertheless, this that later on, it developed its own Shem Levi, is indicative of the fact that it's its own separate min. That's why it became called its own thing. So that's a gili milsa that even in B'Shas Matan Torah, although at that point yet, people didn't call it its own Shem, but B'Emes it always was its own min. Therefore, it's nifsal because that's not the Iker min of Ezeif. However, Abaye holds that the Iker paslis comes beside the Etzem Shem. When the Torah says something has to have a Shem Ezeif, it has to have a Shem Ezeif, and that's something that has a different Shem. Therefore, if B'Shas Matan Torah had a different Shem, that's not included in this that the Torah says Ezeif. But if later on it developed its own Shem, that's not Nismayit, because B'Shas Matan Torah, this thing had the Shem of Ezeif. As long as B'Shas Matan Torah, this was included in the Shem of Ezeif, although Be'emes, it's a different min of Ezeif, which is why in later Dairis it developed its own Shem, but if B'Shas Matan Torah, it had the Shem of Ezeif, it's included in this that the Torah says you can use an Ezeif, and we're not misyachas to the fact that later on it developed its own Shem, Shem Levi. This that according to Abaye, the Ikar Pasos is mitzad, the Shem, that's Mashma Be'emes in the Lashon of the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, like it appears in our Gemara. The Lashon is, Kol Shenishtana Shmai Kaidim Atan Taira, Ubasa Taira Vekpida Alav, Biyadua Sheyesh Lei Shem Levi. That's called the Shem Levi. Mashma, that if it's the Shtana Shmai after Matan Torah, that's not called the Shem Levi. That doesn't have a Shem Levi, therefore it's missing the Iker Paslus. The Chayra, that's a possible pshat in the Machlekes, Rava, and Abaye in this Inyan. Ad kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hani karzi de bechilfi sharu, but de bekarvi asiri. Chilfi and karvi is two different vegetables, so if you find karzi in chilfi, it's mutter, and the ones that are found in the karvi is asr. Amar avina umalkina nalayu mishum sharet sa'if. The malchus that you get is for the love of eating a sharet sa'if. Now there's a major machlekes, Rashi and Taisus over here, what's the definition of karzi? Rashi says, with the Maskel Hani Karzi, that it's Chagovin. And Abchaim Kanievsky in Kuntras Karni Chagovin Simon Beis, shells suit to this a Targum Yaitasin, that's Mitargum in Parashat Shmini, the word Chagov, to be Karzavna, which is the Lashon Karzi in our sugya. Now, Taisus asks on Rashi two kashas. First of all, if we're talking about Chagovim, how does that belong in our sugya? Haray, our sugya is a sugya of Eifus. And the second question that Taisus asks, is that why does Ravina have to tell us that you like a mishum sheretz oif? Hare, that's obvious. Eating chagavim tmeim, the iser for that is sheretz oif. Now, to answer the first question, the Rashash speaks out that it's just to be masmich the memris of Rabbi Yehuda, which differentiates between different minim, which ones are tayim, which ones are tmeim, la adadi. But anachanami, this memris is taken not shaykh to the inyan of oifis, it's shaykh to the inyan of chagavim. To answer the second question of Taisus, the Chayyur Rashi himself bavarns this. Rashi says, "With the Vyamaskul Malkina Nalayim Mishum Sharetz Oif, the Lav Sofik Nenu Elavadai Tmein." Ravina is coming to tell us that it's not that Misofik we shouldn't eat the Karzi the Bekarva, but rather it's Midin Vadai, and therefore you get Malkus Mishum Sharetz Oif. Maybe nevertheless, what's bothering Taisus is the Loshin Malkinon Mishum Sharetz Oif. He should just say, Umalkinon. That would be enough to tell you that it's not a suffix, and he doesn't have to explain which love we're referring to. Taisus, however, disagrees with Rashi's Malach, and he says we're talking about Oifais Ktanim Ma'id, Vishartzin Ala Aretz, and what Ravina's telling you is that even though these Oifais don't have Simani Tahara, so Lechaira, they should be like because of the Isser of eating Oifais Tmeim, nevertheless, because they're so small, they're included in Sheretz Oif, because they're sharts in al-aretz, and therefore their malchus is mishum sharats oif, and not mishum the iser of oifus tmeim. And the nafkamina, of course, is going to be legabe the hasra. Now this that Taisus tells us, that the definition of sharats oif is ktanim that are sharts in al-aretz, that's Taisus' understanding how to differentiate between a regular oif and a sharats oif. And as Zoyshet B'em is also in Rashi al-Atayr and Parashat Shmini, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chof Aleph. And the Ramban, in Sefer HaMitzvos and Shairz Tashi, brings down such a pshat, that that's the definition of sharetz, that it's small and it's sharetz ala aretz. The Ramban himself over there says a different pshat, that a sharetz oif has arba raglayim, and a regular oif has shtei raglayim. But bein lefi the mahalach of Taisvis and Rashi ala Taira, and bein lefi the mahalach of the Ramban, it's impossible to have something that's at the same time a sharetz oif and an oif mamish. Because if it's small and sharetz ala aretz, it's sharetz oif, and not an oif, like Taisus says, lemikri oif. And if it's large, it's an oif and not sharetz oif. And according to Ramban, if it's four raglayim, it's sharetz oif but not an oif. And if it only has two raglayim, it's oif and not sharetz oif. However, it's yidua that the Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuras, Perek Beis, Halacha Chav Gimel, he says that it's possible to have something which is saya sharetz oif and saya oif. He doesn't mention what are the criteria that are kaveya something to be a sharetz oif or an oif. But akapanim it's mavur that it's possible that these two things should overlap. And the lashon of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, mitzvah loisa say kufay and tes is, v'lay tarchik hayyos min echad ba'atzmai hu oif tameh v'hu sharetz oif. You shouldn't be marchik, you shouldn't rule out the possibility of one min to be at the same time an oif tameh and sharetz oif. Shazeh enei rochik, ki hine yiyalai inyoneh ha'oif upuhu loisav. It has the inyane ha'if and its pulais, vi inyane sheretz ha'if. So it's possible to have them both. However, the Ramban is chaylik on him, based on his pshat and on Rashi's pshat. That's in Shair Shachi in Sefer HaMitzvahs. In the tfus of the Frankel Rambam, it's on page Kuf Samach Gimel. Now, according to the Rambam, l'chayr, we have to say that our sugi is talking about either like Rashi, that it's chagavim, or something which is clearly a sheretz ha'if, and it doesn't have the characteristics of an oif bachlal. Because being that Ravina says that it's veloike mishum sheretz ha'oif, mashma only sheretz oif, and you don't get also malchus for oif mamish. So obviously he holds that the case is not like Taisa says, that it's oifes ktanim, which have the characteristics of oif. Because then it would be like a shtayim. The fact that you only get one malchus must be, we're talking about something that's clearly only a sheretz oif, and not an oif mamish. Adkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down a memo of Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa, Tarnagayla da Agma Asira, Tarnagalta da Agma Sharia. Vesimanecha, Amaini vle Amainis. Now, Taisus, Vidivi Amaschol, Tarnagalta, he says we should not read this Gemara Kapshutai, that Tarnagayla da Agma means that the Zocher of that min is Aser, and Tarnagalta da Agma means that the Nekeva is Mutter, which is Be'emes Mashma from the Simen of Amaini vle Amainis. Because that's impossible, because the klal is, kalayetze min atar tar. Meaning, because the nekeva is tahira, so the child of the nekeva is going to be tahar, even if it's a zachar. So even if the original bria of tarnagela da agma, the first zachar, may have been asr, but the next tarnagel that's born out of a tarnagelta is automatically going to be tar, midin, hayetze min atar tar. The chayr we have to be meisav and taisvis. That be'emes, there's a sugya later in the fifth parak, if chayshishin l'zera'av or ain't chayshishin l'zera'av. If it's chayshishin l'zera'av, so then the opposite will be true. That every child, every afreyach that's born is going to be tamei, because the father is a tarnagayla, the agma, which is a sira. But akopanim, Taisus's ikr question is, that it's not never going to be tali in the min zachar or the min akeva. Either if ain chayshin lazerav, it's always going to have a din of a yaitze min atar tar, and if it's chayshin lazerav, it's always going to have a din of tamei. Akapanim zaktaisus, that's not tipshat. Ela shnei minim heim hanikraim kach. Ubein bezeh, ubein bezeh, hazachar vanakeva shavin. There's a min that's called tarnagayla da agma, and that min has zacharim and akevis, which both of them are aser, and there's a min that's called tarnagol to da agma, and in that min, both the Zachar and the Nekeva are mutter, according to this member of Rav Papa. According to this, we have to say that the simen of Amayni v'lei Amaynis is just a simen ba'alma, being that one min is called Tarnagayla, which is Mashma Zachar, that's going to be included in the simen of Amayni, which is Aser, and the other min, which is Tarnagolta, is Mashma Nekeva, so it's going to be included in the simen of Amaynis, that's Muteris. But be'emes, we're not talking about a Zachar and a Nekeva. That's the sheet of Taisus in Arasugya. However, Taisus in Masech Danida Dafnunim Abeis, B'divir Maschal Tarnagolta, he learns the Gemara Kipshutai, that Tarnagayla Da'agma means that the Zohar of this min is Aser, and Tarnagolta Da'agma means that the Nekev of this min is Mutter, and the Simin is Mamish Kipshutai, Amayni V'lay Amaynis. I, Frek Taisus, the same question that Taisus asks over here, that the cloud is a Yaitzim and a Tahar Tar, and for Taisus, that cloud does not apply, because any time a bird is hatched out of an egg, we say that it's not mamish or yetze, because the mother was matil the beitza, and the afrayach was me'afra kagadil. This yisayit is be'etzem, taken from a Gemara Masechtet Tmura, Taflamin Aleph, which talks about an afrayach that's neilat from a beitzas treifa. And the Gemara over there says that it's not going to be asur midin yetze, because of this klal of the chigavil afra ba'almahu. Because the mother who's a treifa was matla beitza, and then the afrayach was born out of the beitza, which is me'afrika gavil, so the din of yetze doesn't apply. Based on this, zoktaisus masech danida, the klal of yetze won't apply legabe the tarnagel and tarnagol to the agma. Therefore, we remain with the halacha that the zachar, which doesn't have a simen tahara, is going to be aser, but the nekeva, which has a simen tahara, is going to be muteris. Now we have to understand, what's the Bira Machlekes between these two Taisusen? The Chayre, Alpi Pashtus, Taisus Masech Danida, said right, that the Gemara says in Temura, that by an Afrayach there's no klal of Yaitse. So why did Taisus and Arasugya not agree to Taisus's Mahalach over there in Masech Danida? So there's a Yeduatik Mahalach from Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman over here, in Kaivitz Shmues, Ois Chav Zayin. And he's Masber, Alpi the Chakira Yedua, which Mesiyat HaDashmai we were Mayrach about, earlier in the Shir and Dafnun Tes, as to whether the Simanei Tahara are Sibais or Simanim. Bir HaShaila, do we say that the Simanei Tahara, that's what makes it mutter? The Torah says it's mutter to eat a bird that has a Simen Tahara. Or do we say that the Simanei Tahara is just a siman. It's a way of identifying which minim the Torah had in mind, that they are minim ha-mutarim. This shaila can be asked by behemoth and chayas, and it can also be asked independently by ifis. And we are mayrich, you can listen to the shir on daf nuntes. Al-Kapanim, Zokta B'chanan, that this shaila is going to have a very big nafkamina, how we understand the klal of a yotzei min ha-tahar tahar. Because if we hold that the simani tahara are the sibas tahara, so what happens if you have a yotzei, which it itself does not have simani tahara, but it's yotzei min ha-tahar? Why is it going to be mutter to eat? Hare, it doesn't have the sibas tahara, which are the simani tahara. And the answer is, because the din yotzei is going to be materit. And a chanami, it doesn't have the simanim, which are mater, but the din yotzei min ha-tahar, that itself, which is learned out from a pasuk, that's going to be mater, this balchai ba'achila. But if you learn that the simani tahara are just simana ba'alma to know which min the Torah is matir, so then it's much better. Because the din of yaitse min ha-Torah Torah tells you that even though this child doesn't actually have the simani tahara, it doesn't make a difference. Because it's yaitse from a min tahar, so it also has a shem of that min. This min, the Torah was matir. The fact that the mother has a simani tahara, that's a simon to us that this is a min that's mutter. And the child, although he doesn't have the simanim itself, but the fact that it's the min of the mother, that's what's going to make it mutter. Now we have to speak out that Rav Chaim in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuris Paragimel is mevayer that be'emes there are two dinim in the din of a yaitze min atar tar and a yaitze min atamei tamei. And we were marik about this with Siyata Deshmaya in the shir earlier on Daf Nunches. Those two dinim are, one is that a child of a tar is the min tar, and a child of a tamei is the min tamei. And then there's another din, that the etzem fact that it's yaitzei, ha yaitzei min atamei tamei. For example, the chalav of a behemoth tmeya, although there's no shem min in the chalav, that's going to have an iser, the etzem shem of the iser is mitzad the fact that it's yaitzei min atamei. And there's going to be enough kamina if you get malchus. Because a min of an animal that's born from a min tamei, being that the min that's born, the vlad, has the shem of the min of behemoth tmeya. So if somebody eats it, he's going to get malchus, like any time a person is oichel a min tamei. Whereas if a person drinks the chalav that's yaitzei, mi min behemoth tmeya, because it's only aser midin yaitzei, the Rambam says, that's ke'ilu, it's chatzi shir, and memela, you're not going to get malchus. These are the two dinim of yaitzei. But akalpanem, this the Rabbi Chanan tells us, that if the simani tahara are simanim ba'alma, so the yaitzei is going to be mutter, because it's a min tahara, that din also exists, mitzah the din of yaitzei, that makes that the min of the vlad has the same din of the min of the mother. That's that din of yaitzei. Just there also exists the other din of yaitzei as well, v'nafkamina le'inir cholav uchadayma. Now, Dr. B'chanan Weiter, that lefi this, we can understand the machlekes of the two taisusim. Our taisus holds that the inyan of the simani tahara are just simanim ba'alma to tell us which min is a min tahar and which min is a min tamei. Therefore, it's pashit, if a nefrayach is nailed out of a mother who's a min tahira, and we hold ein chayshish in the zera av, so the afrayach is going to have the din of the min tahar, and it's going to be muteris. Let's be masber more. Although the Gemara Masechta Tmura does say this klal of me'afrik agavil, that's in regards to the afrayach that's hatched out of a beitza of a oif that's a treifa. Now the din of oif that's a treifa, that doesn't have the halacha of the min. Like Rav Chaim over there, in Uchaz Macholos Asuris Paragimel is masber, that this klal, that the vlad is the same min as the mother, that only refers when we're dealing with a min tar and a min tamik. But when we're dealing with the isser of treifas, the isser of treifas is a isser min hatzad. An isser min hatzad isn't part of the shem of the min. The mother doesn't have a shem of a min oif tamik, a min oif treifa. It has a din of a oif tahar, mitzad the min, just as an isser min hatzad, which is the fact that it's a treifa. The only shem isser that the yaitzei can get is only mitzad the other halacha of yaitzei, like chalav, that there's an isser of a yaitzei min atamei tamei. In regards to the isser of a yaitzei min atamei tamei, what makes it asr is because this chalav, for example, has a shem yaitzei. The shem yaitzei is what makes it asr midin yaitzei. Therefore, an afrayach that's nailed from a beitzas treifa, the only way to make it asr is if we say that this afrayach has a shem of a yaitse from a treifa. Being that the svari is the me'afrika gavel, it isn't a direct yaitse, it went through a beitza and then it was gavel from the beitza me'afra. Therefore, it means that atmi doesn't have a shem yaitse me'if treifa, and therefore there's no way to answer it. Because there's no such thing as a min treifas, there's only such a thing as a shem yaitse min a treifa. And an afreyach that's nailed of a beitza loses its shem yaitse because of the svara of afrika gavel. That's why the Gemara in Temura can utilize the svara in order to be matir the afreyach of a beitzas treifa. But in Arasugya, which we're handling tamei vitar, which is tali in the shem of the min, the svara of afrika gavel is not going to affect us. Because lemaise, the child, the afreyach that's nailed from the beitza of a min tar, because the mother's tar, it atzma is going to have of a shem of a min tar, it's going to have that in yaitse, and memela avad it's going to be mutter. That's the pshat in our Taisus. Whereas Taisus and Masechta Nida, Zakta Bachanan, he holds that the simane tahara v'tuma are not just simane ba'alma to tell us which min is a min tame and which min is a min tar, but rather, that's the siba seheter. Because it has the simane tahara, that itself is what's going to make it mutter ba'achila. Let's be Maisef Hasber. Lefi this, the inyan of Tomei and Tar is be'emes the same kind of inyan as Treifa. Just like a Treifa, we say, the Etzemim Mitzar Atzma isn't Aser. It's just an inyan Mibachutz, the Treifas which Asers. So too, the inyan of Tomei and Tar isn't that be'etzem, it's the Etzem Mahus of the Behema, it's a Min Tar or a Min Tomei. But rather, every Behema has to be Agadant, that if it has the Simani Tahara, that minatzad is going to be matir this behema ba'achila. And if it does not have the simani tahara, that is going to aser this animal ba'achila. So it comes out, tomei vitar is the same thing like treifa, where there, what's going to make it aser is because it has a shem yaitse, not because it's a min tahar. The shem yaitse minatar is what's going to be matir ba'achila. There are two ways to be matir an animal ba'achila lefidus. Either the simanim atzmam is what's matir ba'achila, or the Shem Yaitse is what's matter at Bachila. Memele, in regards to an Afrayach that hatches out of an egg, where there's a Svara of Me'afrika Gavil, so the Shem Yaitse is Batal. So just like the Gemara in Tmura says in regards to this sort of Treifa, that the Shem Yaitse min a Treifa is Batal, and it's going to be Mutter, so too Farkert, we're going to say that because it's hatched out of an egg, so the Shem Yaitse min a Tar is going to be Batal, and therefore we have to don the Eif Mitzar Atzmai. And because the Eif Mitzar Atzmai does not have the Simane Tahara, therefore it's going to be Aser. That's going to be the Pshat in Taisus Masech Danida, Azayzok Revolchanan. But according to this, it's going to come out that really, there's only one Din Yaitse, even in regards to Tomei Vitar. Because according to this Mahalach, even Tomei Vitar is only a Dover Menatzad. And Arei Rav Chaim and Kedusha Benu Chaim Alevi that we mentioned, is Meichiach Lehedye, that that's not true. That avada in regards to an animal that's born out of a behemoth tmeya, the halacha is going to be that it's going to get malchus, and it's much worse than stam the din yaitse, like drinking cholov, which is just aser mitzad the shem yaitse, and has a din like chatzishir, like the Rambam says, and doesn't get malchus. But arei lefira b'chanan, there's no such din, because even a yaitse min atame is also only a din study, and it shouldn't get malchus. So lefira b'chayim, we have to be mazber taisus and masech danida a little differently. And we have to say, although Taisus is avada maida, that a yaitse min atame, it itself gets a shem min tame, and someone who eats it is going to be chayiv malchus. But the shem min tame is always mitli talui in the shem yaitse. Because this animal has a shem yaitse min atame, the shem yaitse min atame that's in this animal is what's kaiveya that the min is a min tame. But if for whatever reason it itself is not going to have a shem yaitse min atame, so it won't have the shem of the min tame either. Which is therefore why he holds that an afrayach that's hatched out of an egg from an oif that's tame, because it's batal the shem yaitse, so memeila the shem of the min is also batal. Because the min is going to be mitli tali in the shem yaitse. And if it's not a yaitse min a tame, it itself doesn't yarshin the shem of the min from its mother bachlal. And we're only going to be kaveya its min mitzad its own characteristics. And because it doesn't have simani tahara, it's going to be aser. Ad kan, the machlekes between our taisvis and taisvis of Masech Danida, as to whether an afreyach that's born from a beitza of an oif tamei is going to have the din of yaitse, or we're going to use the svara of me'afrika gadol. And adkan this shir in Masechta Chulin, Daf Samach Beis.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.